You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One time for the folks logged on KPRS.com, listening live from the Hot 103 Jams app. Welcome to the party.
Keep your battery charged.
All eyes on Georgia this morning, Brian. Two runoff races in Georgia will decide which party controls the U.S. Senate. If it's flipped, the Senate, the House, and of course the presidency will be all Democrats, which will make it easier for Joe Biden and his administration to get whatever done they want to get done.
Yeah, Shay, that's one of the many things that we don't, some people don't think about when you think about presidency. President doesn't have rule over everything. Things have a process and checks and balances are in place.
Two Republican incumbents, Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, are facing Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock. The campaign ads, the smears were awful, Brian. I was in Georgia for some time over the holidays. And they're not playing in Georgia about getting these folk out to vote. When I tell you, somebody came to my boyfriend's house and asked, did everybody in this house vote?
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I said, yes, sir, they did. And he said, well, what about Brianna? I said, don't nobody live here named Brianna. He tried to cause some problems.
Really? That's crazy. But that just shows the severity of this. That shows how serious this is.
Well, you know, you can see if someone at a residence voted. You just can't see who they vote for. So they probably were looking at something old on the records. Maybe somebody named Brianna used to live there. But I was like, dang, y'all not playing.
That kind of made me feel uneasy that they got that kind of access and information.
Everyone does. When the whole thing was going on with Ice Cube, one of my girlfriends logged on and said, let me see if he voted.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yes, that's really? Public information.
Wow.
I can look up and see if you voted.
Go ahead.
Hell no. I already know you voted. I ain't wasting my time. I got other stuff to do, young man.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Partly sunny skies. Right now, you're clear 26 and boogie down KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
I guess I just don't like it when someone passes away and then folks start telling stories about them after they're gone and unable to defend themselves.
Uh-oh.
Dawn Robinson from the group En Vogue said that Luther Vandross didn't like them.
I love Luther Vandross to this day. God rest his soul. But Luther had some issues with women. We signed a contract to get on the road with him. In the contract, Anthony, this man did not want us to wear red, white, blue, or black. You have no other colors. What, orange?
Right.
Yellow. That's a good no. Those are the primary colors. Fool, are you kidding me? We signed that contract. So maybe about a month into the tour, each city that you go to does their own reporting. And they would have people come and do interviews with us and review the show that night. The next day it would be in the newspaper that En Vogue looks terrible on stage. Their clothes are dull, their colors are dull. Also within that contract, he said you cannot wear anything that picks up light or sparkle or anything that attracts light to it or sequence, nothing.
Well, I'm with you on that. He's not here to defend himself. Same way we got on Patti LaBelle a few years ago. But there have been a lot of stories about Luther.
I don't care. Y'all should have said something when he was alive.
Yeah.
You step to him when you can step to him. The man is going on to glory or he in hell with either one.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
He can't defend himself.
He can't. That's true. And that's not right.
I just don't like that.
Yeah. I feel you.
He was acting all tough and hardcore.
Is there a heaven for a G? Maybe if you go to the church of Mason Betha.
Oh, Lord.
Again, he's been named a pastor again.
Oh, come on.
A church in Atlanta called the Gathering Oasis Church announced on Twitter that Mace is their new leader.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? He can't love God?
Nah, he can love God, but
just because he rode horse and carriage, you can't love God?
You can love God, but you can't love God and beef with Puffy at the same time.
Why not?
I just find it
One
disingenuous.
Of Jesus' disciples slice somebody's ear off and cuss them out. His name is Peter. Why are you laughing like that?
I know it's true. I know, but like I just find it disingenuous. That's all. I just don't think it's real. I don't.
If I decide to start leading the church,
oh, Lord, no.
You gonna tell them that I'm faking?
Man.
Hallelujah.
Hey, all I want to say is just make sure you have a cup of ice water when you in your church.
Why?
You got to keep cool, man. You never know when the heat is going to be on you.
Trying to say Satan's going to get me?
Hallelujah.
I didn't say that.
I'm saved, Brian.
Saved from what?
If Gabriel's trumpet blasts right now.
Oh, I'm going to hear it.
You're going to be on this radio by yourself.
No,
I'm not.
And I'm going on to glory.
I'm going to be in heaven, and you're going to be sitting right here on earth trying to figure out what to do next.
Hey, you know, I'm hearing it now. You don't even hear nothing, see? Bye. Bye, Shay. I'm gone.
Bye.
Bye, Shay. I'm gone.
Boy, bye. You ain't going nowhere. Anywho, Lori Harvey is hesitant to go public with Michael B. Jordan?
Ooh.
Another one to the list.
Stay out of her cat facts.
I didn't say nothing about no cat facts. I didn't say nothing.
You said
about
another
none of
one
that.
To the list. That's a cat fact.
You don't know what list I'm talking about, Shay.
What list you talking about?
The men she's been in public with.
You stay out of that, because when I start naming your list, then you gonna be looking.
I ain't got no list.
Ow.
Your list run like DMX song. Keisha, Aisha, Rashida. So anyway, a source close to the couple, in finger quotes,
couple.
Lori isn't trying to hide. Everyone knows she's spending time with him, but she hasn't chosen to put it all over social media because she's hesitant to feed into the attention. That's not to say she will not post about him, but she has been hesitant because she knows from experience what happens. It's actually not hard for her to keep it off social because she has no problem moving in silence.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Miss Cindy. How you doing?
I'm doing a little bit better now. You know, my mom's in the ICU.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
Oh, she had a stroke and an aneurysm bust in her head while I was out trying to help other people. My mom needed my help and I wasn't there. But she opened her eyes and she's able to start responding. So now I can get on the radio now and tell y'all why I'm mad. So y'all know I don't like people at my house like that. No, I'm not a people person. So one of my friends come over and they bring somebody with them. They know it just got through from icing and raining and snowing. So my son went outside and kicked all the snow off the stairs, right? So I guess they left the ice and they slipped over the banister. Everybody that come on my house know my banister is loose. So now I got this new person out here talking about, I hope you got insurance because you sure don't hear from my attorney. No, you better hope you called me before you came to my house. I don't even know you for once, and I don't care about who you calling because I don't do company, and that's why I'm mad though, because I don't know if they playing or for real, for real.
Miss Cindy, your little handyman can't come over there and fix that banister for you.
I don't got no handyman.
Yes, you do. Food. His name is Brian B. Shining.
No, it's not.
How about you?
Brian got fired. Ever since I've been on vacation, what is my name? B-Dub.
Yeah, we gonna put you on B Dub. That's what we gonna do.
He's a married man, nah.
Oh yeah, he is.
I'm a married man.
Anyway, do you own your home, Cindy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, hopefully you got insurance. You ain't got insurance?
I don't know, because they
finna
came over. I don't like people at my house.
She ain't got no insurance. That's what that means.
No, I don't. It was only $20.
No, you must have that, honey. That's important.
We are in quarantine right now. We ain't not at home.
Okay. We're praying for you and your mom, Miss Cindy. All jokes aside.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, ay. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, ay. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B.
She had to remix it. Good morning, y'all. It's 6:50. Good morning, Max Sauce. Look for highs in the mid 40s. Right now, you're clear at 26 in Independence.
As a teenager, I spent a lot of time in the mall unsupervised.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rite of passage to get on public transportation, go to the mall. Sometimes I had enough money to get lunch at the food court or watch a matinee at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had any money to buy anything more than that. Issues at Independence Center has mall management imposing a 3 p.m. curfew for minors that initially just applied to the weekends. Now it's 7 days a week, B.
Mm.
Yesterday, a man was shot in the head. Thankfully, no one was killed. And the man who was shot in the head is expected to recover, thankfully.
Wow. Well, Shay, this is nothing new, especially in this city. Bannister Mall had issues. Crown Center had issues. And that's where I went to a lot as a high school kid. And all the kids would mob and go to the movies or hang out or whatever at Crown Center. But now it's like it's a little different because now we're involving guns and violence now.
I never got into any trouble when I would go to the mall.
Yeah, I was too scared of my pops.
I remember when I first started carrying a pocketbook. And all that would be in the pocketbook is my little gloss. And I would have a pen. The right numbers down.
Oh, God. But no major money. Mama used to give me and John, she used to just give us $20 and that would take care
$20?
Of $20? What? Back in 93, 94? What? $20 was $50. Oh, you trying to say that's a lot of money?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were saying that wasn't enough money. Yeah, Mama would give us $20. That would pay for our movie tickets. They was like $6 each back then. Maybe a little snack. 2 bus transfers.
My mother ain't hand me no 20, never.
Thank you, Mama.
$5 max. I didn't get a 20-piece in my ass. I started working a job.
But it was just you. It was me and John, though. Me and my older brother.
I have 2 other sisters. What is you talking about?
Well, thank you, Mama. We appreciate it. But I'm like you, though. We didn't have no like money like that, though.
Wow.
No big money.
So, taking into account all the issues that have happened, some happened during the holidays. It was a big fight there. It said about 500 unaccompanied teens were there. And I wonder, has it stopped people from wanting to shop at Independence Center?
It has a little stigma to it because this ain't the first time. You know, a couple years ago, something happened at Independence Center.
Does it give you pause when it's time to go shopping?
Not really. No. It doesn't. Because if I need something, I'm going to go get it. But it doesn't stop me, though. I don't know why, Shay. Maybe just because I'm used to it. I'm always thinking that something wherever you are could happen. But we need to do something about it, though.
Kansas City, has the issues at the mall kept you from shopping there?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The road to Capitaland is long, rough, and rugged. Takes a hell of a man. Take it on. So if you ain't man enough to keep up this lonely journey, get your ship off the road and let a real man through. Get your ship off the road because Kappa ain't for you.
Yes. Shouts out to the men of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. Founded today in 1911 at Indiana University. Achievement in every field of human endeavor. Some of those famous Kappas: Penny Hardaway, Colin Kaepernick, the late John Singleton, Cedric the Entertainer, Montel Jordan.
Kaepernick was a Kappa?
He is a Kappa.
I mean, he is. My bad. He is a
Marvin
Kappa.
Sapp, and shout out to my guy, Channel 41 Acre, Kevin Holmes.
And Big Jags.
Yes, Big Jags. Kappa men in Kansas City.
Happy Founders Day, fellas.
What is it? Okay. Yeah. Yesterday, mall management at the Independence Center made a decision to put a 3 p.m. curfew for all minors 7 days a week. At first, it was just for the weekend. There was a shooting that happened yesterday. A man was shot in the head. Police are still looking for the driver of one vehicle. Thankfully, that man is said to want to recover fully.
Okay, that's good news.
But mall management say they need to get this thing together. They don't want to keep shoppers from feeling safe inside of their building. Question this morning is, have issues at the mall kept you from shopping there?
The day that it happened, I was just actually leaving up out of there. I was leaving, and then, you know, when I got to the house, my roommate was like, you know, there was a shooting down at the mall. I was like, yeah, you know, you were just on the phone with me. We were just talking. But that's not going to stop me from going down there, because basically that's the only place you go to, for real, for the older people. It could be scary, but anything can happen wherever you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing that with us.
All right.
103, good morning.
I grew up in Independence, and my kids still live there. They've had a child. It's so sad that we've lost this luxury or privilege of shopping inside the mall because of what's happening. I understand the kids need somewhere to go, but I don't understand the behavior.
So will it stop you from going to Independence Center to shop?
Unfortunately, it has, and I've asked my children who are in their 20s, don't go. My mom lives out there. Don't go, because I'm scared for them. You know, you just never know. Like he was saying, you never know what's going to happen to you anywhere. But if you can't even go to the mall to buy Christmas presents, I mean, that's what's so sad about it. And I remember Blue Ridge Mall, Bannister, all that. Same thing happened, you know, 20 years ago when I was young and couldn't go there anymore either. And that's what's so sad, is what keeps happening, why does this keep happening, and what can we do to fix it and make it safe for everyone? Kids involved, they should have a place to go where this doesn't happen.
What's your name?
My name is Misty.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Let's get some of that free legal advice with Stacy Shaw. Good morning, Stacy. What you got?
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about what to do if you get into one of those cold weather accidents. I'll be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the Sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid-40s today. Right now you are clear at 25 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
My fellow Capricorn, stand up. It's our season.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Talk to Lil Man. I said it's Lil Man.
Who else?
Team Lil.
Who else?
Chad B.
Who else?
Cass. Let's go.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Switch a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Grady Thomas, member of Funkadelic, is 80.
Mm-hmm.
Actor and comedian Guy Tori is 52. Actor Jason Mitchell, he played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton.
Mm-hmm.
He's 34 today. Ted Lange, you remember him. He played Isaac on The Love Boat.
Ah.
Very flourishing mustache.
I'm glad he's still with us.
He's 73 years old. George Funky Brown, member of Kooling the Gang, is 72. And happy birthday to Nicole Mitchell Murphy, Eddie Murphy's ex-wife.
Fine.
Homewrecker.
Yeah, oh, here you go. Happy birthday, everybody born on January 5th.
So, when I think of chunky chicks who could influence me to try Weight Watchers, Sierra just isn't on my short list.
Oh, Lord.
Nonetheless, the singer is flaunting a slimmer figure after successfully shedding nearly 30 pounds of baby weight on the plan.
Ew.
Which isn't easy. That's a good feat. It is.
Ciara is naturally thin, but we're not going to get into that conversation.
Which makes it even harder to lose 30 pounds.
How?
When you're small, it's harder to lose weight.
Ow.
That was baby weight.
Oh, man. Going with the
if
story.
If I sound like a hater,
it's because you are.
I know.
But if I sound like a hater, you wildin'.
Anyway.
I'm gonna cut you out, Brian.
Of course, she's one of the spokesperson for Weight Watchers. Oprah, who is a partner of the franchise, told her, go, CeCe, go. She says she needs to lose another 20 pounds.
It's that Janet Jackson weight, huh?
If she take her weave out, the 20 pounds.
Oh, my God. Here you go.
But I ain't a hater. Yeah.
You're going to prove us otherwise right now.
You drug Eminem by his tender blonde locks yesterday on this show. During a recent interview, of course, we're not on the list for interviews because of your slander. Eminem revealed that he had to relearn how to rap because of his drug addiction.
A lot of times, especially with the Relapse record, when I first started learning how to rap again because of the drug situation that I went through and having to relearn a lot of things, that was one of those things that it was like, well, if it rhymes, say it. I think that being able to look back, I mean, that's not even an excuse, but I'm just saying like that there was a phase I was going through with that Relapse record. I don't know. It was one of those things. I think I just said it because it rhymed. And I think I'm sure looking back now, I should have thought better of it.
Number one, I guarantee you there is a very low percentage of people listening right now that's interested in Eminem. That's number one.
Really?
Number two, yeah, people listening right now, our listeners, yes. Not that doesn't say everybody. I'm just saying our listeners. Number two, I respect Eminem from a technical standpoint, but it gets no play in the ride. Zero.
We continue to be on the naughty list when it comes to Eminem interviews.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
And one and two, and you know what to do.
Oh, Lord. Stacey Shaw, go ahead and bring us off with some legal advice.
Okay, great. Well, today we're talking about what to do if you are in an inclement weather accident. So it's snowing, there's ice on the ground, a lot of people are getting in accidents. And so first you want to be very careful. Do not follow too closely. Give at least one car length between you and the person ahead of you. Do not drive too fast for the conditions. So make sure you take your time, that you don't have defective equipment like a defective blinker. That could cause an accident because you try to get over and people cannot stop in time. And then failing to pull over to the side of the roadway. These are all common reasons why people get into a car accident. Make sure if you do get in an accident, think quickly and be observant. You need to get the information of multiple people in case of a pileup. And so if you are in the accident, make sure you pull over to the side of the road and you make sure no one is coming behind you because you could actually get hit by another car. And so the person who hit you, make sure that you understand who hit you and who was in front of you and all of the cars that were involved because the person that hit you may not be at fault for your damages. Go to the emergency room right away. Do not delay. That is super important. You have to have continuous treatment to make sure that you get the full value of your claim. And take pictures of the scene, especially the road. Super important, the road conditions, and at least the car that hit you and anything that you may have hit. That's super important because you're going to want to get those pictures over to your attorney so that they can have evidence of what actually happened in the wreck and possibly do an accident reconstruction. Record as much as you can through video, pictures, and through notes, and make sure you take pictures of the license plate of people that hit you or you may have hit just in case they decide to run. And then get emails and phone numbers of all the drivers and any witnesses. That's super important. We handle these cases all the time. They can be complex. because there are multiple issues that may have caused the accident. And a lot of times there are multiple people that may be involved in the accident, and fault is always an issue. And so if you have questions, you can always call me at 816-359-1877. You can find us online at StacyShawLaw.com or on all social media at StacyShawLaw. Today, we're calling for justice for Scott Eike, who's a father who froze to death after being the victim of multiple houseless camp raids, where his wallet, survival gear, and blankets were thrown away by city employees and law enforcement. Please support the efforts of local organizers like Kansas City Homeless United, who's raising funds to provide hotel rooms for people living on the streets in freezing weather like today. Free Hot Soup, who provides free hot food on the streets, and creative, innovative entrepreneurs in White Rose who are gathering blankets, coats, and hand warmers. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I need my stimulus check, yeah. I need my stimulus check, yeah. I need my stimulus check, yeah.
What?
I need my stimulus check.
Okay,
from your gut. From my soul.
Lord.
Feel that in my soul.
Got caught up in a rapture, I see.
My sister and I had a spirited conversation about them stimmy checks last night. She thinks that if you haven't lost your job, you shouldn't get your check.
Really?
I don't believe that.
What? Excuse me?
Number one.
Which one was this?
I'm a taxpayer. Number two, I got extra costs.
Really?
Masks, hand sanitizer, bleach wipes, Lysol.
All of that.
Three, we haven't done any remote since February. No extra income that I usually get. I haven't gotten it. I need my stimmy.
You go, girl.
I need it too, because along with all of that, I wasn't gigging with, you know, with DJing. I'm used to having that extra stream of income. So I'm with you.
You don't have any children, but the children that you claimed on your taxes.
Excuse me?
Did you get money for
them?
Are you trying to.
Why are you trying to get me caught up right now, dog?
No, those kids that you claimed.
Wow.
Your taxes.
Really? Well, the dry snitching is at an all-time high.
Oh, that ain't
today.
Dry. Look at straight that. Up going right over your right. Barrel.
Really? All right, Rico. Good Lord.
I'm just asking. I was just joking. I was just trying to be funny.
Nah,
but if someone were to allow someone to claim their child, did they get stimulus money for those children?
You would think so, right? They got all the information. Don't they base it
I
off
guess,
last year's
yeah,
taxes?
They go off for last year's taxes.
Yeah.
Y'all better stop letting people claim y'all children, because you without that money now.
Well, you know you can, there's a limit to what you can claim. So if you over a certain limit, you know, you can give them out like big jokers, you know what I'm saying?
Most folks say that this $600 isn't enough. Checks are too small.
It ain't. It's not enough. Seriously. All jokes aside, like, just think about, that's people's 1 month rent. That's, and some folks, that's half of their rent. So it's like, and that's $600 supposed to make up for all of these months where some folks didn't have jobs, didn't have income. Come on, man. It's not enough. They know that.
57% of the people said $2,000 was just the right amount.
$2,000 ain't enough.
Mm-mm, I need $5,000.
Look at you.
That'll set me right. I'll be able to get right on my feet. You know, because right now, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but when I was a kid, like, I used to have like one pair of sneakers for the whole year.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As time going, it would start leaning to the side.
What?
My heels is leaning right now. But if that $5,000, that would get me right on center on my feet.
Fam, my mama got me Flintstone shoes from the hypermart. I know all about that. Please believe me.
I told you this story. The Reebok 5411s was very popular in New York. And I had $50. And it wasn't enough for the 5411s. But they had these sneakers in a bin. and they were called Slicks, and it was spelled S-L-I-X. And so my sister told me, if you buy these Slicks, you could also get a sweatshirt.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
And she says it looks just like the 5411s. Nobody will know. Brian, within 2 weeks, you can see my knuckle prints and my toes.
Oh, Lord. I know you was getting roasted. Nah, y'all, you said y'all didn't roast.
No, people didn't do that because that would turn into a fight.
That's crazy.
So I didn't get teased until, you know, you moved to the South. They like to tease people a lot there.
If you feel like teasing your ex, hit us up. 816-576-7103. Because it's time to flex on your ex with the Morning Grind.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? No. Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never, never have nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
What's up, man? It's Cedric, man. I want to flex on my ex. Kiki, guess what, girl? Child support ain't taking this stimulus. You ain't getting nothing. Ha ha.
I need that money.
You sound too proud not taking care of your kids, fam.
I got all my kids. Sorry. She don't got them, but she getting child support for them. So it's all good. She ain't getting no money this time. I'm getting it.
So what happened?
She was a thot thot.
Oh, my God.
Not just one. Two of them, Shay. A thot thot.
I'm opting out of this one. You gotta be shown.
You didn't see no signs before that, or you just wanted to have a good time?
I ain't see no signs. You know what I'm saying? I was too busy working. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be on my grind. But yeah, that's just what it was.
You just, everything is in your favor. You in the win column with everything.
Hey,
she
I'm
in the losers
right
column.
Now,
with, I see you in the green. Yes.
I'm in the green now. See, I'm over here testing keys up. Take
years. As long as them kids is taken care of, dog, that's all we care about.
That's right.
They well good taken care of. I got all of them in my presence right here in my face. You feel
I'm
me?
Talking about that. Yes.
You feel me?
Have a good one, dog.
All right, man.
I just want my baby.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Look for highs in the mid-40s today. Sunny skies. Right now, you are sunny in 26 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Some folks are upset with Cardi B after she posted a video of herself singing her hit song, WAP. Her baby daughter walked into the room, and then she said, no, and cut it off.
The problem is what?
Well, I guess people are upset that their kids are maybe listening to the music, and she doesn't let her daughter listen. I don't know.
This is all a part of parenting, y'all. Okay, of course, there are things out there that kids shouldn't listen to and they shouldn't have access to. And it just so happens that, yes, Cardi B does make some of that content. But that takes away her right to parent her child?
The critic tweeted, so your daughter can't listen to it, but everybody else's daughter can.
No, just parent like how she did. Parent your children.
She responded by saying, y'all need to stop with all this already. I'm not JoJo Siwa. I don't make music for kids. I make music for adults. Parents are responsible on what their children listen to or see. I'm a very sexual person, but not around my child, just like every other parent should be.
I like your style. Yeah.
Well, parent your children, man. That's all it is.
Gucci Mane gave Keisha Kayor a $1 million push present. Yeah, clear that though.
You just got to just unwind all of the curtains, don't you?
Damn!
A push present? This is a new thing?
No, that's not new. This been going on for mad years with dudes that got money.
Okay. I see where you going with
it. So they give you a little something for having the baby.
Where yours at?
I haven't had a baby, Goofy.
I need that money.
Better get busy.
Don't worry about my movement.
Don't you want $1 million push present? I'm trying to get some of that money, too. Come on.
Dude ain't got that kind of money, fam.
Yes, he do.
Just keep, no, he don't.
It's hidden.
I could probably get some for a couple $100, but it ain't gonna be no. It's not $1 billion, but I'm okay. I know what I signed up for.
Yeah, baby, I'm gonna get you these this Canadian Mist. Go ahead and push that baby out for me.
Canadian Mist. Cause like, why would the baby get? Why would he get me something to drink?
That's
liquor?
All he can afford. Oh
God, you gotta. liquor. I'm pregnant. It doesn't.
You had the baby. That's your push present. Oh
God, I can't with you.
What?
Robert Thicke says he's got a new album just in time for Valentine's Day to set the mood.
Okay, now the last album he put out, he was begging Paula Patton, and it went like double wood. So just be careful, Robin Thicke. That's all I'm saying.
He could sing, yo. I support Robin Thicke and his music.
Sing a song.
I can sing Robin many Thicke songs. Song.
Robin Thicke song.
I'm lost without you.
Of course you pick that one. Come on, bring out Blurred Lines. Bring that out. Since you such a big Robin Thicke fan now. What?
I have a Robin Thicke plaque in my house. I'll have you know. When I worked in Dallas, I played so many Robin Thicke songs that they made a plaque especially for me. I ain't lying.
Since you got your degree and you know every thing.
I hate you. I just want you to know that. I hate you.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Nisha.
All right, let's see what you got.
Get low, don't be shy. I'm playboy.
Laffy Taffy, what? That Laffy Taffy, what?
Hey!
Hey!
Laffy Taffy, that Laffy Taffy. I do it better than Fabo, Shay, don't I?
Yeah. Congratulations, girlfriend. You got a hot movie hookup. What's the name of that movie?
Blade on 4K.
Okay.
Shout out to Wesley Snipes. Tell Kansas City what station.
The struggle is real.
Whatever. Tell Kansas City what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jam.
I want to break it down.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.